The most recent jobs report showed that businesses added 308,000 people to their payrolls in March. But overall, the economic recovery has been light on job creation and heavy on increases in productivity. As the productivity of the American workforce grew rapidly over the past few years, the manufacturing sector shed more than 2 million jobs. Across the economy, companies are figuring out new ways to use technology to be more productive, and not just big corporations. NPR's Jack Speer recently visited a small business in Northern Virginia to see how technology is eliminating jobs but improving the bottom line.
It's a weekday afternoon at Texican Beef and Pork, a small smoked meat company tucked away in an industrial park in Ashburn, Virginia. The company was founded by Blake Barker, a fourth-generation Texan, who watches as his employees crank up a stainless steel oven capable of smoking enough meat to feed a small army.
Okay, we got the beef brisket that we've put a dry rub on, and they'll put those on the individual racks. Each of those weigh 5 to 7 pounds each. It's about 400 pounds of beef brisket that we'll be putting on today.
Barker's fairly new to the smoked meat business. He spent years building a successful internet company, but after selling the company in 1990, he decided he wanted to pursue his first love, cooking. He went to cooking school in Paris, but decided he didn't want to be in the restaurant business after all. Barker says that's when he hit upon the idea of barbecue. He admits when he first told his wife he wanted to invest $750,000 to start a barbecue business, she wasn't exactly enthusiastic.
It took a lot of talking. It took a lot of talking. She's wholeheartedly behind it now, but there were a lot of conversations. You're going to do what? And I said, I think there's a niche. I believe that no one else is doing this in the country. And I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, and this is the way to get there.
Barker is the president of Texican and calls himself the CPO, Chief Pit Officer. But there aren't any open pits in this high-tech kitchen. Barker spent a year doing research before launching his company. Along with brisket, he and his 5 employees smoke ribs, sausage, and chicken. Barker prefers pecan wood to mesquite or hickory. Smoking the meat is a time-consuming process. Brisket takes 16 hours to cook.
This is our oven, and it's a large carousel that will handles many, many shelves on it, and up to 3,000 pounds of meat at a time.
Barker has taken technology from his former life and adapted it in unique ways. One big challenge was to figure out a way to monitor the temperature of whatever meat he happened to be smoking over the long cooking time. The meat is on a rotisserie, and the thermometers have wires, so you can imagine the problem. Barker took a piece of equipment from the aviation industry that prevents wires from getting tangled up. He also devised a system to monitor temperature data from his oven and freezers via computer. The system can even alert employees overnight by email or pager if something goes wrong.
When you've been in technology for 25 to 30 years, you take that technology and you incorporate it into the next business that you want to incorporate, and that's what we've done here.
Because he ships across state lines, the meat Barker smokes must be inspected by the USDA every time he cooks. The temperature of the meat must be monitored throughout the process, even as it's cooling off. So there's a tremendous amount of record keeping, and most of it happens automatically as the temperatures are beamed to the computers and entered into easy-to-read charts.
Everybody check this blade.
Right here.
Locked in.
16 hours after my initial visit, the meat is ready to come out of the oven. Barker and his workers remove the bubbling hot brisket and place it on a cooling table, where he uses a sharp knife to cut out the tender middle parts. The end pieces are then fed into a grinder, where they'll be used to make barbecued beef. Because of his extensive use of technology, Barker says he can meet his production quotas with 5 employees instead of 7 or 8. He estimates that saves him around $70,000 a year in labor costs.
Beef brisket sandwich with the Carolina.
Texican does most of its business with grocery stores and restaurants, but there is a small retail shop in front where customers drop by for a mid-morning bite. One of those is Mark Allen, a 45-year-old salesman. He says the tangy barbecue is a welcome break from fast food.
When I saw an ad in the paper, I had to come and check it out, and it's probably the best barbecue I've ever tasted. It really is.
And that's the kind of testimonial that Barker says keeps him in the barbecue business.
Every day is different, and I like that a lot. I like, more than anything, going up to the retail side to a new customer who takes a bite out of a sandwich and see their eyes roll back in their head. There's nothing better in the world than that.
And as he tries to win new customers one at a time with his food, Barker says in the end he believes it's the technology that will ultimately separate him from his competitors. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.